FMX Network production.
Let's go. On this day, I
see clearly. It's the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast brought to you by Fly Racing, 100% Goggles, and Motorsport.com. I'll never long for what might have been.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast, presented by the folks at Motorsport.com, Fly Racing, 100%. Thank you for listening. Thanks for playing Pulp MX Fantasy, and thank you to Yamaha for the motorcycles, man. Blue Crew, great guys, and we're giving away a bunch of bikes all year long. So let's look back at how we did at Birmingham and look ahead to Indianapolis Triple Crown this weekend. So, yeah, picks are going to be a little easier for obvious reasons, but thanks for listening. Thank you to 100%, man. Whether it's dirt bike goggles, whether it's sunglasses, mountain bike gear, casual wear, great socks as well. I've been running the socks lately. Pulp 30 code saves you at 100%. Ride100%.com is the website. And Jet Lawrence, Star Racing, you've seen the guys wearing the goggles. And use the code PULP30. It saves you on anything there. So great discount for you people to use the code PULP30 at 100%. Thanks for those guys for coming on board. Motorsport.com as well. And OEM and aftermarket parts at motorsport.com. And really appreciate those guys coming on. Great prices, great shipping. Anything over $79 is free. And yeah, man, they'll have great prices. They'll be the number one online ordering place out there. And go through the banner on pulpmx.com to help us out too. That would be great. So just go to pulpmx.com. You see the motorsport banner underneath there. Click on that. It takes you to motorsport. And then that helps us out, man. We really appreciate it. And, you know, keep these shows rolling. So if you enjoy them, support us through the Motorsport banner. Great times. All right, and we'll tell you more about Fly Racing later on in the show. But let's talk some Pulp MX Fantasy and all of that on the show. Thanks for listening. All right, let's get started, everybody. Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast. Look back at Birmingham. Look ahead to the Triple Crown at Indy. I mentioned Fly Racing off the top of the show. 25 years of Fly Racing. From Tim Ferry's helmet to David Villeman's gear to championships with Jessamine and Jet Lawrence to RJ Hampshire, Brayton, Wilson, Anstey, and more. Today, Fly Racing, everybody. Jason Thomas, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. Ready for another Triple Crown. I'm a fan of these things. I think for me, it's more work. Like I kind of have more running around to do, but I do really like them. I think for fantasy, it's just a kind of a different dynamic too. Mm-hmm. We know everybody's gonna be in, so everybody has eight, and it's a little bit less suspenseful for qualifying, but I think there's a different way to kind of strategize the game too.
Super weird with the live scoring where you're like, I'm in, I'm out, I suck, I rule, and then, you know, as it goes on, it's like all of a sudden, wait, your guy's actually not bad. You're actually finished eighth overall when you thought you were in 14th place, but you got eighth overall at the end of the night. You know what I mean? Like if you live and die by the live scoring, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, I think it takes away some of the home run opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, like the if you really want to go with like let's take a guy like Cade, right? He's had a just atrocious season, and this could be the weekend where he gets in, but you're not going to capitalize because he's only going to be an 11, right? So you're not going to get that payoff of him finally getting in with a 16 if you felt like this was his week. So there's a little bit of give and take. I just think you have to look at things a little bit differently, and you can lean on guys, you know, with consistency side, like you mentioned.
And also on the phone from Renthal, it's Paul Parabinos. Hi, Paul.
Hey, boys. How's it going? Triple Crown this weekend.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Eight is great. Also, Get and Athena, Dan Truman. Hi, Dan.
Hi, boys. Yeah, I'm excited. Eight is great, but last time we had a Triple Crown, Dan did not have eight.
What?
I had Dean Wilson. Like, I just assumed Dean was going to make the main, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And we were super busy that day, and Dean did not make the main event. So, yeah.
That's on you, Dan. That's on
100%,
you.
100%. I'm just saying, eight is great, but only sometimes.
All right, looking back at Birmingham, and we're going to look ahead to Indy, like I said. And a Pierce Brown jersey up for grabs for the winner of Indy, so thanks to Pierce, TLD, and everybody for helping us out on that. Birmingham, Dan Truman takes the win, 246, a nice win too, almost 28-point gap there, Dan. Good job, 246 at Birmingham. I don't know if you had more time without Hunter there.
Was missing a main event guy as well. That was only with seven guys.
No, that's not bad. JT, 218. Paul, 212. The Mulligan, 206. Oh, and then it drops to me, 179. Roto 169 and Marks 142. Oh, Marks was not happy on Monday talking about this.
Bucky or genius. Bucky or genius.
And Dan is now the new leader of the experts group, passing Marks. So Dan is leading 1744. Mark 1717. Paul 1706. Roto 1657. JT's four back a Roto, and then I am 53 back a JT. So I got some work.
You're
to
last?
Do. I'm last.
Oh, man, that makes me happy.
all right. And then 13% of people at 8 in the main. 13% only at Birmingham. That's low.
That is really low.
Yeah. High score 295. 16% of people picked a FFL for 250 class. Only 5% of people got it right. It was. Who was it? It was Vial, yeah. And 250 class, 21% of people picked it right. Jet Lawrence was it, and 70% got it right. I picked Jet 2 weeks in a row and then stayed away from him. So, yeah, bad on me. All right, Hardy Munoz, 50 points. Thank you, Hardy. 32% pick trend. Hardy, just smooth and steady, as we know he always is. This was one of the on weeks for Hardy, and he got down with 50 points. Bryce Shelley, 50 points. J-Mart, 44. Just 1 week after I picked him. Logan Leitzel, I think that's his first career main, 40 points.
It was, yep.
Bose Plug, 36. Ryder Floyd, 36. Pick trend, Nick Romano, DNQ, 63% pick trend, including myself.
There's your 13% in the 18 or in the main event.
Thing. Yep, yep. So Chance Hymus after that, 52% pick trend. Jalik, 33. Hardy, 32. That's high for Hardy. I mean, he qualified.
I called Hardy in practice. I'm not a Hardy guy, but I called Hardy in practice. Said he looked really good.
You did. That was a compliment I've never heard out of you, JT.
Yeah,
you
try to be fair.
He looks really fair out there.
He does. Yeah, He still crashed.
He did crash.
Yeah.
I don't like to be unfair. I just call him like I see him. Balls and strikes.
All right. So Hardy got. I had Hardy at 50, and just drama free. Brought it home. Definitely risky, but 15 handicap. I would have loved to pick J-Mart. He looked good, too. I had him last week when he crashed out. I had Hymus, who has definitely been underwhelming for fantasy purposes. He was a one handicap, so he did get double by one spot, but 26 points.
He was doing well, though.
Yeah.
He was doing well.
He was doing well in every main event this year.
this one wasn't on him, though, right? Like, yeah. You can't say this one was the same as those.
Kind of was on him.
Really? I mean, I understand what you're saying. But
yeah, you know what I mean.
Most of the time he's been crashing and doing stupid stuff. This was something that maybe came back on him. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I had Hamaker 25. Thank you. Maxed out on that. And then, yeah, I had Romano. So I've got a feeling other people on this call will also say the same. Dan, since you were the big wiener, who'd you have in 250s?
I had FFL wrong. I just kind of been throwing darts at one of these guys every weekend. Daytona had Dax Bennett. This week I went McAdoo. This coming weekend I'll probably go Vial. I don't know. I'm just trying to guess, I guess. So I got that wrong. And then I had Jeremy Martin. I stuck with J-Mart all day. I don't know. I looked at the field and I just thought at a three there was value there. I didn't think he was going to get fifth, but I was happy with that. So I got 44 points. I couldn't pick Hardy because I remember I had him at Daytona. But he did look good all day. JT did call that. I went with Dax Bennett as my all-star. He got 25, so that was good. And then I went with Hymus, too. And, yeah, I mean, he gave it to Swole in the heat, and he got it back into main. He was fine with it. He didn't complain or anything. So, yeah, we dropped some points there. And then Romano was my last pick who just, I mean, he was winning the heat or was second in the heat. Crashed with McAdoo and then or with Hamaker or somebody, one of the PC guys. And then, just spiraled from there. So he's going to be my lead pipe lock of the week this week.
Missed his crash in the LCQ. I think I was tweeting or something. And all of a sudden I looked up, he was gone. I was like, oh.
It was in the waves. Yeah. I saw it in the background on TV.
Right. Paul, who'd you have?
I didn't change. I changed one guy from my Wednesday team. So I left McAdoo as my all-star. He got 25. That's awesome. I wasn't taking Romano off my team. We just got unlucky. 63% of the league got unlucky there. Like, he was a great pick in my opinion. So that just sucks. I went the wrong way. So didn't have him in the main. And then after that, I went J-Mart. He was available to me. I thought he was a great pick and stoked to get 44 out of him. And then I jumped on the Hardy train with you, Steve, after JT's compliment in practice. I saw that in my phone. I was like, JT don't give out compliments for no reason, so it's Hardy time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's my team.
All right, JT.
I did not pick Artie just because I stayed true to myself, even though I did think he looked good. I just, yeah, not going to do it. So I had J-Mart. He was the star of my team. I never really considered Bryce Shelley. Congrats to him, though. And we know the Hardy thing I already mentioned. Logan Weitzel, no. Why am I going to pick him? He's never qualified. Things like that. Julie Swall was next on my team. Really good ride from him, even though he took out one of my other riders, which was Chance Hymus. Thankfully, Hymus hung in there and still got 10th. But yeah, we could have snagged a few more points from there. And then Daxton Bennick was one of the rare times that I go with a high handicap, and he got it done, which I tried to go both high handicaps in both classes, and one worked, one didn't, which we'll get to.
Okay. All right. FFL, JT, no?
No, I have not done it all year except for Triple Crowns, which I will be back in play this weekend.
All right. 450s from Birmingham. Mitchell Harrison. You know, I should have looked closer. He qualified well, and, you know, he's been in the main before, and he's Mitchell Harrison, and I
yeah, 9% really, pick trend. You really think that's that's on you to not pick Mitchell Harrison?
Because
like,
he qualified well.
Yeah.
Because
I think it is a little bit. Like, and, a lot of people had him, yeah.
And
yeah,
look at, well, 9% pick trend, not that many. But I don't know. Just you look at the back of the main event right now, and it's Mitchell Harrison time, you know?
Tell that to Cade.
Wow. Yeah. Bourdon, I was 1 week late on the Bourdon hype.
Knew he 1 week early.
1 week early, sorry. Yeah, I couldn't pick him. 44 points. Looked great. Hardog, first main event of the year. 36 points for Harlan. He didn't have a great main, but it didn't matter because he was a 16 handicap. Then it was Shane McElrath. Aaron Tanti was back. First, said he'd ridden four times or something coming into the race. Justin Cooper, 32. Barsha, 32. Colt Nichols, 30. Well, that's let me go pick trend first. Pick trend was Mookie, Chase, Bourdon, Cade, 29% DNQ. Benny Boss, 28, 25 for Jet. And I went, Freddie Norn was my top scorer at 30 points. So, yeah, not great. I couldn't pick Mookie, and I couldn't pick Mookie didn't outpoint him. I couldn't pick Bourdon, obviously, and everybody else was open to me, so that's kind of my bad. Oh, no, I couldn't pick Cooper either. But, yeah, Freddie Norn, 30 points, my best scorer, got in through the LCQ. I picked Chiz, and him and Freddie went down on the second lap and were laying together. So that was awesome. But you knew Chiz would probably get double in the field, and he did by 1 point, but 26 ain't great. My all-star was Aaron Plessinger, and 22 for that. It's okay, whatever. And I really went wrong. Ty Masterpool, I got sucked into that. He qualified well. He made the main in Daytona. Maybe he's changed, I thought. Maybe he's better. He's on a team. He's got it figured out. He's back from injury. You know, give him a mulligan for the one race back from injury. Then he was in Daytona. Then he's just going to make the rest of the main. And, yeah, no, not at all. He was in qualifying spot in the heat and went down. And no chance in the LCQ because he pulled off or he was way back. I don't remember. And, yeah, Ty Masterpool. I will not be going to the Ty Masterpool pool the rest of this Supercross season. There's just no chance. All right, Dan, who'd you have?
I had a pretty good team. I had FFL right. I went with Jet. So that was good to get those 15 points. I went with Chase Sexton as my all-star. There was five all-stars who got 25, so I don't think it was that hard. You know, only three guys didn't get the 25 points. And then, yeah, I went Mitchell Harrison and Anthony Bourdon. They both qualified well, two top scorers, 50 and 44. Harrison, I looked at the field like you had, and he qualified really well. I know it was a little wet. He rides good in those conditions. But I also watched him in that last session, and he looked good. So, I mean, it was a gamble, of course, but I think he had the easier of the two heat races, too. So, yeah, I went with that, and, yeah, I scored a lot of points in 450. And Malcolm Stewart was my last guy. Yeah, 24 points. Malcolm was last on lap one. So I've picked Malcolm a number of times this year and never really have got a lot of points out of it so far.
All right, Paul?
Yeah, I'm upset a little bit, but, I mean, rightfully so. I didn't watch practice much, and I didn't really have any idea what the surface was like, but I was following what you guys were telling me in the text there. And going in, I had Sexton, Malcolm Stewart, Grant Harlan, and Cade Clayson on my team, and I left Sexton and Malcolm Stewart. Like you, Dan, I've just kind of been underwhelmed with Malcolm. I don't know. I don't know that he's going to get better at this point. I think that's just might be where he's at. And then, yeah, I made bad choices in removing Harlan. I just, when you guys told me that it's a really easy track, there's no whoops, that to me is an indication to pull Harlan and Cade off my team. I think Cade needs the full race. He needs whoops to qualify. He's an awful starter from what I can see. And Harlan, I don't know, just unpredictable, I guess, but I was so high on him. On the pod, I was just upset with myself when he made the main event. So, but I did switch in Anthony Bourdon, so I got 44, so that's positive. But the big mistake was, is like you, Steve, I went Ty Masterpool, and like JT, I will no longer pick Ty Masterpool if he is riding in Monster Energy Supercross. I'm done. Like, what the fuck?
All right.
So, that's my team.
JT?
Yeah, I did not pick Masterpool, nor will I. Nice kid, but not for me with Supercross. Just not gonna happen. I picked Justin Barsha. That was my highest score, and yeah, 32 points is my highest score. Is not great, but it has been that kind of year for Barsha. So I guess I should just be happy that we got double points. Benny, I picked Benny. We talked about this one last week. You know, did he use up his magic in Daytona? What was this going to be? Whatever. Well, it's okay. You know, he did crash three times in the same corner in qualifying. That was miraculous. So that was good enough for me to get on the team. You do amazing things like that, and you grab my attention. I also picked Malcolm Stewart, and 10th is not really what I had drawn up, especially after the heat. Like, he looked really good. He looked frisky. And yeah, there we go in 10th still. So I don't know what to make of Malcolm Stewart's season. This has not been good. I mean, you know, I always am worried about criticizing people when they can just look at my results and say, yeah, this guy's a lot better than you. Fine. But fantasy purposes, it has not been a good season. There's a lot of hype, a lot of talk coming in about how good and prepared he was, and that has not shown up on the racetrack. My last pick was Dylan Ferrandis, and this was his second DNF of the season, which was just awesome, because he's been really rock solid, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10. We talked about that last weekend too, and it burned me. So I will just take the L on Dylan Ferrandis in Birmingham.
All right. Looking ahead to Indy Triple Crown. Well, actually, let me do the random prizes first. Again, you don't even got to be that good at this game, like JT, to win anything. We give away prizes. All right.
Cute.
Motorsport.com, $25 gift card. Stoyo 74. Thanks for playing. R Jerky. Jay Mullins, you can always use the code PULPAMEX at RJerky to save as well. Jay Mullins gets that. GrillYourAssOff.com, RDooley 447. Thank you guys for playing the Championship League. And again, thank you to Motorsport.com 100%. And the folks at Fly Racing, 25 years of Fly. Pulp 30 code at 100%. And of course, the guys at Motorsport.com, go through the banner to help us out. Free shipping on everything over $79. You can get Renthal and Get and Fly and more at the folks at Motorsport.com. Okay, let's get into this Indy Triple Crown, back indoors, soft and ruddy, but again, 8 is great. Unless you're Dan Truman, you'll know who to pick. There's a little controversy with one of the handicaps that's set, but you know, we can dive into this thing and get going. All right, Triple Crown. So this is different. Obviously, you're gonna know who's in before the night show, but you got to keep in mind, as we've always talked about. Like, it ain't as easy as picking the high handicaps. For example, you go back to Anaheim 2 earlier this year, the last Triple Crown we had, Nate Thrasher was your top scorer, and he was a -1. Got on the box, which, you know, is kind of rare to do that. But just for an example, Bomar was a 2. He was third. He was tied for second best scorer. Ryder D was a 2, tied for fourth best, and so on and so forth. So, you know, Talon Hawkins was a 10. He scored well, but he was, you know, seventh best. Slade Varola, 11th, 8th best. So don't always go with this, the 10s and 11s who are in there, is what I'm trying to say, people. All right, let's start 250s, non-all-stars. I kind of like Jalik. He's riding really well lately. What about you, Dan?
Yeah, I like Jalik. He's a good starter. He's proven that year after year. 3 starts, 3 in advance. Curious to see how the whoops break down. I think he was really good this week. No whoops helps Jalik a lot, but he's getting better. And I think Jalik's a very good pick. And to be fair, I think the picks are very tough in this class. So I went back and looked at qualifying times from last week and picked 2 other guys that were in the top 20. And that was basically Jordan Talvicu, and Luca Marcellisi, who was 21st, I believe. So those are the highest handicaps. Remember, Triple Crown, the handicaps get moved. I just think the picks are hard. If you can pick Nick Romano, pick Nick Romano. I cannot, but I think he has to be on your team if you can pick him.
Yeah, Paul, I agree. Like, Hymus and Romano, who I can't pick either one, those are great picks still.
I disagree on Hymus, but okay. I agree with Romano. I mean, I think we all see Hymus's potential, but I got to look at his results at this point. Like, 10-7, 15-10. The results are the results. So, like, he has to get better. But, you know, I did the exact same thing that you did, Dan. Like, I went back and looked at qualifying times from last week. And I think this weekend, the handicaps are a little bit odd. And that maybe it is a little bit in the face of your theory, Steve, on Triple Crowns. Just in this class, just with these handicaps, because they're pretty weird. Because I don't see much in the mid-range that's, like, has much upside. So I almost think my strategy will be to take 311s in this class. So right now I have Talvicu, Bryce Shelley, and Luca Marcellisi. They all are pretty good at putting in one lap. I'm just not in love with any of these mid-range handicaps, like Marshall Welton at a 3, I don't really love. Henry Milliard at 2, right? I don't love it. I don't know. I think it's a bit different for some reason this weekend.
What do you think of Jalik, Paul, at -1?
Yeah, I like that, and I like in a Triple Crown format. Obviously, great starter, shorter races. I like that, but -1, like... I don't know. Could he go get 5th overall? Yeah, that'd be great. That's still good points. But I think maybe, you know, like a Bryce Shelley and 11 could be more points.
JT, did I hear you didn't pick Romano?
I did not pick Romano last week, no.
Well, you can go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. Congratulations on your win this weekend, JT. Yeah. Wow.
That's nice. That's nice.
I hope that maybe you're...
Could you not pick him maybe because of Daytona or something?
I hope
I don't really know. I'm honestly not sure.
I hope your laptop and phone and any electric devices malfunction this weekend.
Yeah, you had them at Daytona. That's why. Okay. I just looked at your team. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes way more sense.
So, JT, are you going to...
Can I keep my laptop now, Steve? I need this thing.
No, I'm still mad. No.
Okay.
So, you're going to pick Nick Romano, JT?
Yes, I will be picking Nick Romano.
Because again, he's in the main, or he won't be. You will know. So
yeah, but I'm going to probably go 11s, and I think I have an announcement to make. I'm going to pick Hardy Munoz. I'm going to pick him. I think he qualifies pretty easily with the times, because one out of the 11 times he tries in qualifying, he won't crash, which will get him into the main. And then I think he gets, like, he will crash probably out of one. And he'll get 22nd, but he probably gets like 15th or 12th or something in the other two.
15, 16 DNF, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so which is good. That's good points.
Yep.
So I'm just going to play the odds that I'm going to get something out of him and go with it. So let it be written, let it be done. Hardy goes on my team.
Yep.
Okay. What about J-Mart? How do we feel about J-Mart? I can pick him. He's a 1. It's been rough, but he did hold it together. And I feel like he's in hold it together mode. And he's a 1.
I don't think it's a slam dunk.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. I could see him in that fight for, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or, if, you know, then the risk is he crashes, which he's done a bunch of. So I think it's a reasonable pick. But the biggest catalyst for him is getting the start like he did in Birmingham. That's what sets him up for success. You know, if he doesn't do that, it's anybody's guess where he ends up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like Miller or Welton. They're too low. Then that's right around where they should finish. So, yeah, maybe I'll, you know, go against what I was saying earlier and go for some 11s as well. If you can pick Romano, do it. JT, where do you stand with Hymus? We talked. You didn't weigh in there.
Yeah, I had him last week, so I can't pick him this week. But I do think, you know, he's certainly capable of being in the top 10 each week. You know, it's either his fault or other circumstances are keeping him out of it. I don't see a reason, as long as you're getting a 0 or better, you know, a 0 or higher handicap. Sure. Are there better picks in a Triple Crown? I would say yes, but it is certainly pickable.
I think Isaiah Clark's coming to show back up. There's no arena cross. And he mentioned he was going to do as many races as he can. I think he's made both mains that he showed up for, and he's a 9. And he might be, like, you know, kind of good on this kind of dirt. So keep an eye on Isaiah Clark. At a 9, kind of like that, and I assume he's racing. So, okay, All-Stars. I can pick Deeks at a three. That seemed like a no-brainer, but I don't know, man.
It is anymore.
Yeah, no. I'm with you. Like, I don't know if that's a no-brainer anymore.
He's making people upset too, right? So, like, if you make somebody else upset, they're going to react harder. And I don't know, man.
Hasn't had the speed, like, either in any of the sessions.
I agree with you. I think there's more to this wrist thing maybe than obviously he let on about, because he hasn't been as good as he.
I think he won the second round, though. I mean,
yeah, that's right. People talk about the wrist, but I'm like, he won a race.
I mean, he had a broken wrist, though. There's no way he's as prepared as he was all of last year.
I get that, but he was good in Dallas. Like, he was. Even if Austin beats him, he's still better than everybody else.
He's been good. I know, but I'm saying, like, we have not, to your point, we haven't seen the raw speed, the intensity, and that's from not practicing. When you take extended periods of time off the motorcycle and you can't ride before the season, like, I think that's why you see what it is. And the longer he practices and can race and is normal, you know, he hurt his butt in Daytona, like, all those things cumulatively take an effect, and you're not going to be your best self. So I don't know when that shows up, but I think if we're just going to say he's not as good
I think he's good. I think he's J-Mart 2014, 2015. He's going to be great outdoors. I think that's what we're looking at right now. That's what I think.
Well, I'm going Anstey. He's a six. His bike broke. So
yeah. I have Anstey as well. I think if I could pick Dax again, I'd pick Dax. I think Dax is still a good pick. But for me, I have Anstey as well.
Paul, you like Vial?
I do, yeah, and I was speaking about it earlier. I don't know if JT will agree with me, because maybe I'm too high on the recency bias, but I believe in him snowballing confidence, this guy. Like, I do, and he's a phenomenal starter, and I think he will be my FFL, for one. I think he gets at least one whole shot, and I do think he's on the podium overall. Like, I just think he is going to be in the red plate hunt until this thing is over.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
JT, All-Stars?
I'm just going to go with Anstey because of the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them, I think, are just a crapshoot. Like, they're all okay. Some are not going to work, some will. I don't see anything that's just like a slam dunk, other than I think the Anstey one makes a lot of sense.
Are you worried about his starts at all in a Triple Crown?
Sure. Yeah, but okay. I need seventh or better. Yeah. You know, like, I'm good with that.
I'm definitely worried about his starts, yeah.
Which he hasn't done the last two weekends.
No, I know. Like, but even at, like, his, you know, Daytona sucked and he got eighth. It's not the end of the world. I get 22. I just think, over three races with the consistency factor, he's going to be top seven overall.
All right, here's
Here's a
good question, and I will go FFL because there's three chances. But man, it ain't easy in 250s.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Deegan or VL? Yeah, Deegan or VL.
Really?
I haven't looked at the track though, so I probably shouldn't say that with too much conviction, but. I believe VL will get a whole shot this weekend.
Let's
100%.
Talk.
I'll bet you $20 even.
Let's talk to our FFL expert.
Yeah, I think you go. I think you go Deegan or VL. I mean, if you're gonna pick one, which Triple Crown you usually pick one, but I mean, McAdoo's average start has been like 2.3 over the last three rounds, so he could pick him too. But I'm gonna go VL.
JT, FFL.
I like Vial. One out of three.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
One out of three, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll go Vial then.
He figured it out. Like, if you ever watched him in MX2, like, it was like a no-brainer every single time. Why would you ever pick anybody else? And I think he's just kind of finding that a little bit again.
Yeah, I think his confidence is a huge thing that people should be worried about, honestly, because he hasn't been confident in this country really yet.
Okay. All right. What's your four in your lead pipe lock? We already know Romano is JT and Dan's lead pipe lock. Maybe mine. I can't pick them, but like
mine too. By the way.
Okay, mine too. All right. Romano lead pipe lock, 100%. Pulp 30 is a code to save. My team looks really safe. Isaiah Clark, I think, is in, and I like that nine. J-Mart, I think, stays on, even though you guys all made valid points. I'll just go with it. That he'll try to stay alive for three races. Jalik Swole, yes, and Max Anstey. That's my four. Paul, what's yours?
Yeah, I will probably most likely have 311s, whichever the best ones I can pick, I guess, after qualifying. So right now I have Talvicu, Bryce Shelley, Luca Marcellisi, and my all-star is Tom Vial, and FFL, Tom Vial as well.
Has Talvicu ever made a main? I think this is his first year racing Supercross, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think so. But
okay.
Yeah. But he's been qualifying top 22 every weekend.
Yeah, a lot of hype for Talvicu. All right.
I mean, 15th this last weekend qualifying. I mean,
yeah. All right. We just need him in the main event.
Dan, what's your four and your lock?
Yeah, mine's really similar to Paul's. I went with Max Ancy as my all-star, Tom Vial, FFL, Jalik Swole, Talvicu, and Marcellisi. I think Marcellisi and Talvicu are both going to be good if they get in, too. Like, they're not quitting. They'll do three main events. I mean, they could get a 13th, I think, in the main event. No problem.
JT?
My four are Romano, Munoz, Marcellisi, and Ancy. But, yeah. We'll have to see how qualifying shapes up. Like, I don't know that, you know, I'm guessing Hardy will get in. I'm guessing Marcellisi gets in. You know, we'll have to see.
Hardy for sure. Yeah. Right?
I think so, too. Yeah. Just, you know. So, always with Triple Crown, it's subject to change based on qualifying. We all know that.
All right, 450s. FFL, first of all, is the easiest thing ever, right? Just Jet Lawrence and break your computer?
I mean, he didn't get to the first turn first. He was just good in the first turn.
I know, but three chances, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying it wasn't like he pole shot.
Okay, I'm going to ask someone who doesn't work for Jet Lawrence.
Paul,
Jet Lawrence for FFL?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think if you're taking one in this class, that's the obvious one, the only one you can take. Yeah.
JT, you agree?
Yeah, I don't have a ton of confidence in it, but I don't see someone that I would rather pick. How about that? And I'm going to pick somebody. So the only other two I would possibly consider would be Sexton or Roczen. Roczen's pretty good. He won here last year, and he's pretty damn good on the first lap. But I think Jet's probably the best pick.
Okay, so Dylan looks really good for non-All-Stars in 450s because he's a zero, and he's been so good. But two DNFs in a row, and I think he's got a hurt. Now he's got a hurt knee.
Well, he was eighth at Daytona. His other DNF was Dallas.
Sorry, yeah, Dallas. Two out of the last three. Yeah, like, I don't know about this knee and the recent run of DNFs. Paul, you like him, though, to zero?
I don't know. I mean, I like him right now just because I brought up the opportunity that he could be double this weekend, and it actually happened because he DNF'd, and just J-Coop did so well. So, I don't know. But, yeah, he has had top tens, but it hasn't looked great yet. But there's not a ton of upside to find in this group. So, he is somebody that could have a good ride and you know, and Triple Crown, I don't know. No, I don't love it per se, but here on a Wednesday, yeah, he's worthy of being on my team for sure, but I'm not in love with it.
Dan has Cade picked, and again, we'll know if he's in or not, and if he's in, I think I pick him, you know, at 11, because he can string races together. So, I like that pick, Dan, as far as, you know.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're going to know if he's in or not, right? So, I don't have to really take the risk.
No.
I like Barcia, too, out of two. I mean, just so much value there. The track's going to break down.
And he's happy with his bike now. Like, for reals, they made some gains. So he's
happier. I do think that I think Barcia's got value. I mean, my pick that'll probably change is AC. I have no idea if I keep him or not. But, I mean, he's...
This is the best place you can pick him, Dan.
Right, he's doing the laps. He's going to be good there. A Triple Crown, shorter races. Like, I feel like this is it, right? Like, this is where I can pick AC, like, in my opinion. So,
yeah, he's run up front. The shorter races, maybe he can hold on and for a 10 or a 9 and a couple of them or something and get some upside. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'm picking him anywhere else. I think it's the best place you can pick him.
I think All-Stars are tough at this one. I have Cooper Webb at a 1. I think Coop's on the podium. But I think they're tough.
JT, who do you like for do you like 11s again in the non-All-Star department?
Yes, but like I see Dan has Cade, and I don't think I would pick Cade here because I would want – if I'm going to pick Cade, I want to take advantage of his handicap being so high. And at an 11, I don't think you're really getting that. So I think there is opportunity because a bunch of these guys haven't been qualifying, but I don't know that I would waste Cade on this one particularly.
Okay, so who else do you like?
I've been picking, like, solid guys each week. So I don't know if I'll continue going down. Like, I've been picking, like, Malcolm Stewart and those guys. And really, I mean, it's been working okay. But I was hoping, like, you know, I'd get Malcolm at, like, a 0 or a 1 and he'd finally get on the podium or something. And that just hasn't been coming to fruition. So I think you could look at a guy like Mitchell Harrison. If he qualifies at an 11, you know, after last week's finish – and say he has another good one, his handicap coming out of this week probably won't be so high. and that I think you would still have residual value in Cade. So that was kind of the point I was making. So I would look at guys like that, where maybe you have an opportunity here to get some value and they haven't lost all of it yet. You could also look at like Colt Nichols, but he didn't look all that great. Freddie at a 10, I like a lot. Cause you know, once Freddie's in the main, he typically puts in decent results. And you get three shots at it to kind of average it out. So those are kind of what I'm looking at right now.
Did you pick Barcia last week?
I did.
Oh yeah. Okay. I like, Barcia's, I really like that too for Barcia. I think he's going to turn a corner here. Malcolm is zero.
Is it over last week though? Cause he wasn't great last week.
Yeah. But
hasn't Barcia been pretty good at Indy historically too?
Yeah, he has for sure.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen like the huge jump yet. Like if they're making significant gains, I really haven't seen it quite yet.
Yep.
What is Mitchell Harrison? He's 11.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Okay. All stars. Dan mentioned Cooper Webb. I kind of like Eli Tomac because Eli Tomac at Triple Crowns really rises to a new level. Now it's been rough. Last weekend was a little rough anyways, but I still like that three, Paul, for Eli for All-Star.
Cooper Webb won the only Triple Crown this year.
He did, but he's a one.
Yeah, but yeah, and Dan brings up a great point because he's, you know, Cooper's been incredibly consistent. That's why it works at a Triple Crown. And I don't disagree with either one of you guys. I don't have either one of them. I have Anderson right now, and I don't know that if that's the correct answer, but he's a six. I feel like he'll get top seven at a Triple Crown. But yeah, obviously it's been shit here for a while. So I don't disagree with either one of your picks. I don't love mine, but I think he's worth mentioning and worth picking still.
JT, All-Stars.
I like Jason Anderson, but I don't, you know, it's not like you have to pick him. You know, I think he's a pretty good pick, though, to be top seven overall, pretty fair. I don't think you should pick Jet. You're not leaving yourself many outs, and there's really no reason to go that direction. But probably my second best pick would be Aaron Plessinger at a six. He's been kind of a top seven guy all year.
And it's sort of his home race, sort of.
Sure.
Yeah. He keeps claiming a lot of home races. Anything in the South is his. Anything near Ohio is his.
But realistically, like, he's been a top seven guy
the
whole season, so yeah. I'll just lean on that.
What about Tomac? No one mentioned Tomac but me. Triple Crown.
I stay away from it because you already mentioned it.
Triple Crown.
I think he's a good pick. I think the only person you should really maybe stay away from is Justin Cooper, only for the fact that he's on that bubble of going back to double points next week, like Paul mentioned last week. You know, he could get bumped back out by Dylan and then be double next week. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably a good point.
The other guys aren't going anywhere, so the other seven are staying in there. So like AP and Anderson and that, I think they're fine. So yeah.
Okay. All right. 400% lead pipe lock. Obviously, Triple Crown. Things change. I'll go Tomac, Bordon, Mookie, and Barcia. Mookie could definitely come off my team. I think if Bordon's in, he's on my team because he's an 11, and he got 15th or something last weekend. So. But yeah, Mookie's the one where I'm a let's do that. Let's do the lock, and then who's the sketchiest guy on your team that may come off? Let's add a new category. So my lock is Bordon, and Mookie's the sketchiest. Paul,
My lock. Shit, I don't really have one. I don't think it. Anyway, I'll just tell you my team right now. It's Cincerillo, Ferrandis, and Barcia. I am positive most likely this will change. I just want to see how many 11s make the gate, right? It's a different conversation if two 11s are on in the main event compared to five 11s, right? So those are my three non-all-stars right now. Jason Anderson is my all-star. Jet will be my FFL. My lock, I don't know. Barcia.
Who's coming off your team? Who's most likely?
Dylan.
All right. JT, what's your lock and who's coming off your team most likely?
I would say my lock is going to be tough. Give me Freddy as my lock. And then what else do you want? FFL?
No, I want the.
Oh, my team?
That, yes.
Yep.
And then also who's maybe coming off your.
Oh, coming off. I'm sorry. Yeah. Freddie is my lock, and also Freddie's the one I'm most worried about.
What the hell?
I know, dude.
And he also didn't talk about Freddie the whole time.
Never. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. I said he qualifies, but and I get three shots at it to get a consistent finish.
I wanted to throw Tanti into the mix, but I didn't want to get yelled at by Steve.
I'm out bringing him up later.
Really? Why? He could be in the main event.
He just started riding, and he crashed his brains out last week.
But he can do one lap, and he's 11.
Yeah, he'd probably use 22nd.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay. Dan?
My lead pipe lock is Justin Barcia. I have Justin Barcia, Cade, Adam, and Cooper Webb as my all-star. I have Jet as an FFL, and Cade is the most likely to come off my team. A lot of the reasons that JT mentioned, Cade could go to a 15 or a 16 handicap next week, and I need more value.
I think Cade is now on the do not pick list.
He might not just make it in this week either. I mean, he's been on the bubble of top 20 to qualify. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. All right, everybody. Paul, anything else to add?
No, I was just going to say JT's on it with Cade, like, because he was a 16 coming into this race. We move everyone to an 11, right, because it's Triple Crown. So, yeah, he could have a big one coming out of this race. If he doesn't make it, he's a 16, I'll tell you that, 100%.
Yeah. He's in a do-not-pick – I mean, I like Cade. He's my buddy, but he's a do-not-pick zone.
I just think we need a longer race and whoops with him. That's my thing.
Right. All right, Indy Triple Crown. 8 is great, unless you're Dan Trubin. Let's make 8. Let's do 8 this week, Dan. Let's do it.
Yep, that's the goal. I just want to say, anybody who's listening, I'm behind on a few prizes that I send out. I send emails to everybody. I apologize. I will get them out to you.
All right, and thanks to Pierce Brown for the jersey, Motorsport, Fly, and 100%, Yamaha as well. Pulp Mex Fantasy. Thanks, boys.
See you guys.